Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue talking ice fishing safety with Chad Dolan, Iowa Department of Natural Resources fisheries management biologist at Lake Darling near Brighton, who cautions anglers that no matter what frozen body of water you're fishing on, ice thickness can vary from one spot to another.
Absolutely, and that's a very good point. Just because the location you're at has your 4 inches plus ice doesn't mean that 100 yards away it's the same situation. So you've always got to be aware. Just kind of a good tip for people is if it doesn't look right, 100 yards from where you're at, then you probably shouldn't be over there.
And what should you factor in if you're maybe going to put up like a little fish hut or whatever, to kind of fish out of?
Shanty. Yeah, generally as long as you've got that 4 inches of good clear ice, you should be fine to put up a nice shanty. But there's some people who like to take out an ATV or a snowmobile or something like that on the ice. You probably ought to make sure that you raise that depth to about 5 inches. And then, of course, if we go up to northwest Iowa and people are going out on the Great Lakes, say in a pickup truck, like a small pickup or car, you need good, solid 8 to 12 inches. And if you get to a medium-sized truck or bigger, it better be 12 to 15 inches. And if it's marginal, then obviously you don't use those pieces of equipment on the ice.
Anything else in regards to ice fishing safety that I didn't ask about you want to point out?
I would just reemphasize, trust your gut. Look around. Make sure you're drilling those test holes. Don't go in areas that look to you a little bit sketchy that just don't look safe. They probably aren't safe. Be careful around trees or vegetation, that sort of thing, because that stuff can absorb heat, hold heat a little bit, and ice can be a little bit weaker. Those are good places to fish, obviously, but maybe not get right on top of that limb or something that's sticking out of the water, but fish adjacent to it and off of it a little bit. So just kind of be aware of that. Ice can be a little bit thinner where it kind of adjoins the shoreline, so if you step off and you crack a little bit of ice, usually if you get just a little bit further out, you're on to good, hard, safe ice. So just kind of be aware of those things when you go out.
As a fisheries management biologist, what kind of advice can you give ice fishermen in terms of going out there and actually catching fish?
Catching fish, yes. When I send people out, I say, even beforehand, take a look if there's a lake map available. A lot of times the lake maps will have fish habitat structures on there, whether it be brush piles or rock piles or artificial structures. So you might want to target those particular areas. Also, especially later in the season, look for shallower flats as fish begin to move up to those shallow flats in preparation for the spring to really put on the feed bag, so to speak. Coming out of winter, they're going to be pretty hungry, so look for those areas. But basically, the moral of the story is look for that habitat. Fish are going to orient near habitat structure as opposed to just open water, because prey are going to be located near those habitat structures as well, and that's going to draw in your bigger fish. And then just because the habitat is there doesn't mean they necessarily use it. We see that variability. Most often you're going to find those fish near that habitat structure, but they might like this area of habitat better than that one. So be willing to move if you're not having a lot of success, and that's going to increase the possibility that you're going to catch fish.
How about the type of fish the fishermen will find at Lake Darling? What do they come there for?
Probably the top couple of fish species would be bluegills and crappies. Both panfish species, both very willing to bite during the ice fishing season. And there's also opportunity maybe to pick up a red-eared sunfish, channel catfish, if you happen to get on top of a pocket of those, and your occasional largemouth bass as well. But I think the majority of what people are after are some big bluegills and big crappies.
Lake Darling specifically, what ice fishermen can expect?
Right now, it's real early season. We've got a bunch of people that are just chomping at the bit to get out there, and a few that have even ventured out a little bit. We've got just kind of crunchy, frozen snow on top of the ice that's there, although we've been getting reports of a little bit thicker ice. Probably in reality, we have 2.5-3 inches of good ice at best. That's pretty marginal in terms of being safe. We like to see that for people that have been out and are targeting some habitat that we have marked on our maps that would be very near shore. So they're not venturing out more than about 25 yards. And in the groups that have come are spreading out pretty wide, which is a good indication to us that they know that the ice isn't really that safe yet. what I've been telling people, give it a little bit of time here, monitor conditions. Most likely we're going to get some cooler weather that's going to result in better ice formation. Hopefully this little warm weather spell will get rid of some of that top surface snow, and then we can make some good ice later. And then, of course, here on Lake Darling, lots of places to target: rock jetties, underwater mounds, rock piles, timber and brush piles, some artificial structures, etc., etc. But right now, the key is really to make sure that it's safe. We're not really telling people to get out there in huge numbers yet, and in fact, probably wait for a little better condition.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Chad Dolan, Iowa Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Management Biologist at Lake Darling near Brighton. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.